This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The only black member of the Macomb City Council says a fellow city council member made a false accusation against her, and she does not take it lightly. During Monday's city council meeting, at-large council member Tammy Lee Brown Edwards said the matter follows a national pattern of white people making false accusations against blacks. Brown Edwards says she won't tolerate disrespect.
If you expect me to coon or shuck and jive and do a blackface routine, let me disappoint you now. I am not your Negro. I am not a house Negro. I'm not a field Negro. You are not the mistress or the master of the plantation.
Brown Edwards unpacks what happened in this interview with Tri-State's Public Radio. She says the other city council members sent her a text message 3 weeks ago, accusing Brown Edwards of going to the mayor with a resident and asking for the city council member's resignation.
I have never been in the same room with that person and the mayor, nor have I ever asked for anyone's resignation. I've only been on council for a year. I don't know really any of the council members. Like, you know, I don't know them personally. I don't know where they live, or I don't know anything about their families. So I really don't have an opinion on anyone. So for me to be alleged to have asked for someone's resignation when I have no idea really who they are was egregious and disrespectful. Like, I didn't do anything to warrant that. So I thought that the person I have never really had a conversation before, so...
The city council member you've
yes,
never had a conversation
member.
With?
No. I mean, you know, it's just like all meetings, we exchange pleasantries. Hi, how are you? You know, you have a good week. You know, the weather's hot, whatever. And then, you know, we go on about our days. So this person had a pretty much a visceral response for me asking for their resignation. And when I told them that that had never happened, the council member said, well, I'm not sure why I was told that. And then my response was, I'm not sure either, but you asked me, now ask the mayor, you owe me an apology. And that apology never came.
You made your comments Monday night. Have you heard from this city council member?
I have not heard from this city council member. I have heard from a city council member who apologized that I had been treated that way, and they did not say they knew who the person was, but they did apologize in hopes that, you know, things could be resolved. And I hope things could be resolved. I have no problem working with this person. You know, I'm on the council for 3 more years. You know, we still can get things done, but I'm owed an apology. I was falsely accused of asking for their resignation. It didn't happen. Whoever their source is needs to apologize to them too for lying to them. And then they need to apologize to me. I gave the mayor a heads up and I said, Mr. Mayor, this person falsely accused me of something, of coming to you and asking for their resignation. And I told them to ask you. And the mayor said he was never asked. And I've asked the mayor for 3 weeks, almost on a every other day basis. Have you received a call asking to confirm my story? Nope. So the person doesn't even care if the story's true or not. I don't anticipate an apology coming. I don't see it happening.
So then what? Will you go public with this
Absolutely. Person's
name?
Absolutely. I've given them a chance. I've given them a chance to come to me directly and say, I'm sorry. I'm not sure why I was given that erroneous information. I hope we can work together. They didn't do it privately, so now I'm giving them a public notice to give me a public apology. So now they have to out themselves, and if they don't, I can help them out with that.
Tammy Lee Brown Edwards is an at-large member of the Macomb City Council. She says she will give her fellow city council member another month to apologize before going public with the person's name. This is Tri-State's Public Radio News.